Do you have an idea for a podcast, but you don't know where to start? Maybe you're overwhelmed by all the tech or you're convinced nobody will actually listen to you. Well, I'm Shauna Game. After 9.5 years as a professional podcaster, at this show, Everyone's Talking Money, and 25 million downloads later, let me tell you the secret to a profitable podcast. It is building a solid foundation, your podcast roadmap before you launch. That's why I created the Podcaster Class, a fast-paced group cohort podcasting for profit 8-week style MBA program. The Podcaster Class is immersive, comprehensive, and insanely motivational. If you want to create a podcast, DIYing a launch is just not the way to go. In the Podcaster Class, you'll get the tools, tips, and strategies to create a podcast that resonates with listeners and one you can be proud of. Get this, 90% of podcasters never make it to episode 3. That's 2.8 million podcasters who just quit. So to be a top podcaster, you only need to publish 21 episodes, but you got to make them good. So in the Podcaster Class, I'm taking the mystery out of how to create, launch, and profit from your podcast so you can create a top 1% podcast just like this one. The May cohort is now open for enrollment. Classes start May 22nd. There are only 15 spots open. You are going to learn podcasting with me and 14 other amazing people. You can learn all the details at thepodcasterclass.com. Use code podcast when you sign up for $100 off. That's thepodcasterclass.com. You know I'm a big fan of enjoying life while still being smart financially. That's why I love ButcherBox. I can get a variety of high-quality meat, seafood, chicken, and pork at an amazing value, all with exclusive member deals delivered to my door with free shipping always. One thing I just never wanted to cut out of my spending plan is eating good food. And with ButcherBox, I don't have to, and neither do you. Where else can you get free protein for a whole year? Yes, you heard that right. One of my favorite go-to dinners is a salmon bowl. I'm not even a huge salmon lover, but ButcherBox's wild-caught salmon is oh so good. I make a nice little marinade, saute some veggies, cook the salmon, and throw in some Weiss. And it is an amazing dinner. If you want to take less trips to the grocery store and always have prepared meat in the freezer for a lot less money, you need ButcherBox in your life. Sign up at butcherbox.com/ETM and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breast, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/ETM. Hey, I'm Shauna Compton Game. This is Millennial Money, and today we're talking what it takes to be a top chef with Bruce Kalman.
Millennial Money with Shauna Compton Game. It will expand your brain.
Hey there, welcome to another edition of Lifestyle Thursday for Millennial Money. We are glad you joined us because this is a good episode here. We love good food, and we love talking with chefs about good food, and we love getting inside the brain of fellow entrepreneurs. So that's why we're totally excited about our interview with one of the best chefs in Los Angeles, who is now a contestant on Bravo's Top Chef Season 15, Chef Bruce Kalman. Chef Kalman has worked his way around some of the top kitchens in the country before landing here in Los Angeles, where we actually broadcast this show. He received great acclaim from the likes of famed food critic Jonathan Gold, as well as a James Beard nomination for Rising Chef Star. His Union in Pasadena and Need and Company Pasta Bar and Market at Grand Central Market are among two of the best restaurants in Los Angeles. I've been to the one at Grand Central Market in downtown LA, and that is really awesome. And we really need to check out Union. Now, Chef Bruce Kalman sets his sights on competing on Season 15 of Top Chef, which debuts December 7th. So enjoy our chat with Chef Kalman as he talks about the challenges of cooking on competition shows these days. His rock band Foie Gras that he started with fellow TV chef Duff Goldman, and how stressful it was to be away in Colorado while filming Top Chef while his son was being born in California. Talk about stress. So enjoy our chat with Chef Bruce Kalman. So I read that you got your start working in a pizzeria in Jersey, and that really kind of inspired you to start cooking. How did that kind of come about there?
Yeah, I did actually. I remember cooking with my grandmother when I was like 9 years old, and I just enjoyed, you know, working with my hands. And then when I was 13, my dad's friend was opening up a pizzeria, which is what people do in Jersey. They open pizzerias and bagel shops and delis. And so my dad was like, you know, basically get dressed, work. And I fell in love with working in the kitchen. I love the you know, working with my hands, the ingredients, the camaraderie, the overall energy of a kitchen.
Right. The chaos and stuff, right?
Yeah, it was fun. I mean, and I was 13 and I got my friend's jobs there. We horsed around. We were a bunch of punks, you know, and had a lot of fun. And, you know, at the same time, it definitely sparked something in me.
Right.
And, you know, from there, it was just like job after job. I just worked in different restaurants.
And it seems it's always the grandma that kind of, you know, lead to people into cooking, right, as well, too.
Oh, yeah. My parents couldn't cook for anything. So, it was definitely a grandma situation.
Right. Well, as a young chef, I love that you kind of traveled around to a lot of different, you know, states and stuff in different cities. How did that kind of shape you as a chef, or, you know, even your palate, if you will?
You know, I feel like, you know, I like even now as a chef, I always tell cooks, I'm like, you know, it's always great to see a resume where somebody spent 5 years somewhere, let's just say. But I really appreciate seeing somebody that's, you know, at least done a year somewhere and then moved on, a year somewhere and moved on, because you learn so much more. You learn, you know, five different ways to do something. You learn 10 different ways how to work in a kitchen and function. And, you know, you just, to me, it's a better overall experience and for your growth. And, you know, add to that, just working in different parts of the country, you know, there's lots of different ingredients and different styles of cooking. And, you know, living in Santa Fe, it's a lot of, you know, obviously New Mexican cuisine. And and then, you know, working in Chicago, I worked at a bunch of Italian restaurants. And so it's really cool. And it's good to see. And you know, different cultures in restaurants in different cities as well. You know, definitely big variation working in New York. I went from working in Manhattan to working in Santa Fe. big culture shock.
Right.
You know, it's like everything moves at the speed of light in New York, and everything doesn't move at all in Santa Fe. So,
right.
They call it the land of mañana. Seriously.
Right. Right. Well, and also I think everybody eats differently too, right? I mean, in all these places.
Oh, very much.
Yeah.
Yep. Definitely. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, then you kind of, you know, finally made it out here to Los Angeles. We're based in Los Angeles. And what drew you to the food scene in Los Angeles?
So I was working in Scottsdale and Phoenix. And the group I was working with was opening a restaurant in Santa Monica. And they asked me to go out and open it. And I fell in love with L.A. And, you know, it's kind of like I've been down this path. This journey across the country, and you know, obviously that's the end is the West Coast.
Yeah.
And just love it, you know. And I feel like I've been able to really carve out a good niche for myself in LA, and you know, I feel very supported and you know, feel like growing in a good way.
Right. And we don't have those you know, great New Jersey winters either, right?
No, yeah, they always tell me, like, you don't have to shovel sunshine.
Right.
So I definitely agree with that, you don't.
Right. Well, how does the food scene, the cuisine, if you will, differ in L.A. than other parts of the country?
You know, it's really, it's funny, like, I moved to L.A. 7 years ago, and it was very different even then than what it is now. And I've seen a major transition and progression of just restaurants that are serving great food. And, you know, a lot of restaurants serving really simple food, a lot of restaurants, you know, it's a really diverse city. And I feel like it's really starting to compare a lot to the New York restaurant scene. And in fact, you know, you've got April Bloomfield and John George and all these guys coming out to LA to open restaurants. And it's really going to, you know, help kind of expand what's going on, obviously. And it's great being a part of that because you get inspired, you know, you get inspired by other chefs and seeing what they're doing. And, you know, it makes it very exciting.
Yeah. Well, and do you also like bring a lot of the recipes you learned from your grandma or your Nona, you know, into a lot of your recipes today, especially your Italian, you know, cuisine and stuff?
Well, I'm actually not Italian.
Okay.
So, you know, I definitely got a good basis from her on cooking, you know, cooking with love. I mean, you know, you can talk Nona, Nana, wherever they're from, they all cook with love, you know, and that to me sets apart good food from great food, in my opinion.
Yeah, exactly. So now you've competed before in other cooking shows and stuff like that, but now you're on you're on season 15 of Top Chef on Bravo starting December 7th. So how was this season of Top Chef?
Exciting time.
Yeah.
You know, it was obviously, I can't tell you anything that happened.
Absolutely.
But it was an amazing experience, and I met some incredible chefs and became, you know, the one thing is, you know, you really bond with everybody very quickly. And, you know, we're part of kind of this bigger family now, you know, and you learn a lot about yourself. It's kind of like a lesson in discovery. And, you know, you really get to spend a lot of quality time because you're completely sequestered and you shut out no electronics. So, and I grew up like that, you know, obviously.
Sure.
I grew up before there were cell phones. And, right. You know, now it's like I don't know what I could do with it when I don't have my phone. And but to be forced to do that, it really kind of heightens the rest of your senses and you know, gets you to think a lot more and, you know, and kind of think about yourself.
Yeah. Well, and obviously too, that these days it seems like, you know, the food world has, you know, it's always competitive, but did you feel a lot of competitiveness within there? And do you feel that with other chefs, or do you feel it's always more of like a family sort of thing that people are supportive of each other?
Yeah, I mean, you know, definitely, you know, again, like with the show, I mean, I can't tell you anything.
Yeah.
I can just say, you know, it was a pretty good situation overall. And, you know, in the restaurant scene, it is always healthy competition. And, you know, you're always seeing others doing great things and you want to strive to do better things.
Right.
And that's what drives us.
Okay, friend, I want to know, what are your money goals this year? Are you saving to buy a house or maybe a wedding? Or a dream vacation to somewhere tropical. If that's you, please, please take me with you. Or maybe you want to just grow your emergency fund because, let's be real, life is expensive. I want to make sure you reach your goals, so you need Monarch. That's why the Wall Street Journal named it the best app for growing your savings. Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. You can create custom budgets, track progress towards your financial goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/ETM. Here's what I love. Monarch is the most customizable budgeting app. You can change the layout of your dashboard. You can go between light and dark mode. You can create custom budgets and notifications. You can set up all of these automatic rules for your transactions and notifications, and so much more. Monarch is obsessed with constantly improving their product. Get this. They release updates every 2 weeks, and they even allow customers to submit suggestions, vote on requested features, and view the product roadmap. This, my friend, is totally original. Plus, they will never sell your data to third party or show you ads. I think that's really important. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it is the top-rated personal finance app. And now, listeners of this show get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/ETM. That's monarchmoney.com/ETM for your extended 30-day free trial. In those moments when money is just not moving as fast as your dreams, Earnin provides the financial momentum you need to keep moving forward. Earnin is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. You just download the Earnin app and verify your paycheck. Then you access up to $100 a day as you work, and you can leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. I honestly would use Earnin in lots of different ways, but what's on my mind recently is I need a night out. I need some good tacos to sip on a few virgin margaritas and celebrate you all helping this podcast earn 26 million downloads. Make Earnin a part of your financial routine and join Earnin's over 3.5 million customers who say things like, "When I think about Earnin, I think about financial stability and security. Gives me a lot of peace of mind." Download Earnin today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earnin app, type in "Talkin' Money" under podcast when you sign up. It will really help the show. Talkin' Money under podcast. Earnin is a financial technology company, not a bank, subject to your available earnings, daily max, pay period max, and location. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC. When it comes to financial advice, you gotta trust the source. It's why you listen to this podcast. When I'm looking to upgrade my wallet, I turn to NerdWallet. Their expert team of nerds dives into the details to help you find smarter financial products. Before NerdWallet, I was paying for vacations all wrong. I was missing out on miles I didn't even know I was leaving on the table. Now I've got a new card with more miles and more upgrades. What could future you do with more travel rewards? I don't know, maybe that fancy hotel upgrade that you have always been dreaming about. Wherever you go next, make it happen with a smarter travel credit card. Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. As with all cards, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. I'm going to be real with you. Identity theft is on the rise, and you do not want to wake up one morning and discover that your bank account has been emptied, or you're overdue on credit cards you never even applied for. We talk about this often on the podcast, but you don't realize how much of your information is available to scammers on the internet and how susceptible you and your family are to identity theft and fraud. I know, it's scary, but now you can get your data removed with Delete Me. That's why I personally choose Delete Me. Delete Me is a subscription service that removes your personal information from the largest people search databases on the web, and in the process helps prevent potential ID theft, doxing, and phishing scams. I just started using Delete Me and I got my regular personalized privacy report. And I was shocked what they found and removed. It was pages of information about me that I did not want online. Here's how it works. You sign up and provide Delete Me with exactly what information you want deleted, and their experts take it from there. I cannot tell you how relieved I felt to have Delete Me. And you know, it's also a great service for your parents or grandparents to help protect them from identity theft. Delete Me is not just a one-time service. Delete Me is always working for you, constantly monitoring and removing the personal information you do not want on the internet. Take control of your data and keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special price for my listeners. Today, get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and use promo code ETM at checkout. The only way you get 20% off is to go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and enter code ETM at checkout. joindeleteme.com/ETM. Go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and use code ETM for 20% off.
Right. Well, in this one, I mean, they did let me know that you are traveling around parts of Colorado too and stuff like that, cooking on the show this one too, right?
Yeah. Yeah. That was exciting. That was fun. I've been through Colorado before, mm-hmm. but I never spent time there. So it was a lot of fun, and I like going to new places and seeing new things.
Right, and is that a little bit more kind of stressful too when you're thrown into a situation and you're like, wait, what do we do now?
Nah.
Because that's what it always seems. Almost seems like on those cooking shows, and you can, you know, you're thrown into something like, oh my god, how can you, like, you know, maneuver your way in and do that and actually cook and stuff. So
yeah, you figure it out.
Right. Well, then also too that you were in the middle of your son was being born while you were doing the show, mm-hmm. right? How was that stressful though?
Yeah, that was a big stressor for me, not being there. You know, we adopted a baby boy, and it was, the wheels were set in motion. It kind of all came about very quickly, although it was a very long journey for us.
Sure, sure.
That this specific child came about very, very quickly. Wow. My mom was 7.5 months pregnant in April, and I was leaving, you know, to go film.
Yeah.
In May, and yeah, so it was definitely, and then he was born a month early. So,
oh wow.
Yeah, I was looking, you know, he wasn't too far off. The original date wasn't too far off from when I was coming home.
Right.
And then he was born a month early, and I was like, holy shit. Like, here we go.
Right.
But I'm so happy. He's an amazing child, and he's such a great kid.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, I mentioned before that you've competed on other shows, and you actually won Chopped at one time. How do you think that competition shows have really changed how people, you know, look at food these days?
You know, I think it's been a few things, positive and negative. You know, I feel like for the industry, for cooks, mm-hmm. I feel like that's now their goal, is to have a show or be on a show, not to be a chef and at a restaurant, you know, and which presents some challenges for us as chefs. But I also think that what it has done in a positive way is it really educated the public about great food and about ingredients and, you know, what is possible. So, and I love seeing this younger generation, like really, really young generation of chefs right now. Like, you know, you see these chef kids that are like 13, 12, and they're so knowledgeable. I mean, I wasn't remotely that smart. So.
Right. Yeah. And seriously, like, you watch some of the kid cooking shows, and you're like, how do they know how to do that? Like, that's crazy.
Yeah, exactly.
That's crazy. Well, I saw just the other day on social media that you were cooking for hip hop artist Action Bronson on his untitled Action Bronson show. How was that?
Yeah, that was amazing. It was so much fun. He's a trip, and it was definitely one of the more fun loose shows I've ever done. It was a really good time, and I can't wait to go back and do it again.
Right, and is he's really a food knowledgeable, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. He knows his stuff.
Right, sure. Right. Yeah, I love watching his shows. They're really funny. So
it's true.
That's awesome. So my nephew, he's actually a inspiring chef. He works for Pok Pok in Portland up there. And mm-hmm. he had a question for you, that why do you cook and what keeps you cooking?
Why do I cook? You know, I think it's definitely, it's like, as an artist, it's our medium, you know, mm-hmm. food is our medium, and it's a way to express yourself. And, you know, and the other thing I love about it is a never ending discovery of education, you know, or never ending journey of education. And, you know, you're just constantly learning, constantly growing, constantly trying new things, learning new things, things you've never seen before. Just when you think you know it all, you don't. And if, as a chef, you have the attitude where you know it all, you go nowhere. And, you know, the greatest chefs are always striving to learn more and to understand more. And so that definitely keeps me going.
Right. Well, how involved are you in all your different restaurants, like on a sort of like a daily basis? If you give us sort of behind the scenes kind of thing.
It varies day to day. I try to be more of a mentor to my chef team. Mm-hmm. And this way, you know, me going in and doing it myself doesn't help them learn anything.
Right.
So I go in and, you know, if I am doing something by myself, usually it's I'm trying working on something new. But, you know, the day to day, it really varies on what's needed. but I try to really challenge them. And, you know, you're not learning, you're not growing if you're not pushed outside your comfort zone. That's what I always tell everybody. So if I try to come in and make it easy on you, that I'm not doing you any favors.
Right. Do you feel like you're kind of, you learn from the young chefs as well too?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. I love to collaborate. I love to learn. You know, again, that's the other part of the business. You know, it's not just about the food. It's about learning how to be a great leader, a mentor, and understand people and treat them as people, not as, you know, things that are like machines. You know, they're people, they're human beings, and they have lives, and they, you know, it's a different world now.
Right. What's the last question I have for you? I tell us a little bit about, I've seen it on YouTube, your band, Foie Gras, with Chef Goldman as well, too.
Yeah, with Gras, yeah. Yeah, we decided we met, and we started talking about music, and decided we wanted to start a chef rock band, and we did, and, you know, we played a bit. We've been having some, having a hard time getting together lately. We've both been filming a lot and doing a lot of things, but, you know, when we get together, it's such a great release because everybody in the band's about the same age, and, you know, it's just a real fun kind of way to just distract yourself from everything else and you know, you just get in the zone and enjoy it.
Well, I'm definitely going to be rooting for Bruce on the next season that's upcoming of Top Chef because I just think he has such a great attitude about life. I think a couple of the pearls of wisdom that I loved from his conversation was, you know, A, to be humble. So to be a good chef or to be a good anything, you have to be humble. You know, you need obviously a dose of confidence and something to help you, you know, be bold on a daily, you know, all the different activities you got to do in a day, but you also got to be humble, right? You may not be the best chef, or you may be a great chef today, and tomorrow you might have a bad dish. And I think that really relates to lots of different things in life. And then, you know, also to be bold and to push yourself outside of the comfort zone. It's so easy to stay in our own little bubble and to stay, you know, where we feel safe and where we feel comfortable. But you know, I know this personally in my life. I can tell you this certainly about, you know, your finances, about your relationships, about your career, about anything really. It's when you're bold enough to be pushed outside of your comfort zone is really where change starts happening. And, you know, for a lot of people, it's actually where you can come alive. You know, doing a podcast for me was definitely pushing myself outside of a comfort zone. And it's been one of the best discoveries and one of the best journeys that I've been on. That's not to say it hasn't been fraught with all sorts of things, fear and anxiety and nervousness and am I qualified? Am I good enough? And doubt and, you know, all of those different emotions that come along with being outside of your comfort zone. But had I never, you know, started down that journey, I would have never discovered almost a whole new career path for myself. So I think that was just like such a great tip that he shared, just a great reminder for all of us to really do our best to push ourselves every day as much as we can outside of our comfort zone. You know, I often tell people, I feel like I have, you know, kind of my back of my heel standing on a cliff and the rest of my foot's kind of like dangling over. And most of my friends say, good, that's where you're supposed to be, you know, as scary as that may be. As always, you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Shauna Game. You can check out Jeff on Instagram at The Traveling Game. Be sure to catch up with Chef Bruce Kalman on Bravo's Top Chef Season 15. As always, if you love this podcast, do me a favor, share it with your friends, share it on social media, and head on over to the link in the show notes and leave us a review.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the Star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.